This is Holly Moon Kent, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Arrived on the planet, changed up my whole life from the way that I planned it. Made me feel connected, you switched on the lights. Darling, you make me feel alive. When we're close to falling asleep, the moonlight in us in the sheets, you lean in and whisper to me. I could stay here forever when I look in your eyes. The shape of your body fits perfect with mine. And I know that it's only a room with a bed, but it's my favorite place when I'm in your space.
My special guest Harley Moon with her first single called Space, and she's on the telephone now. Harley, how you doing?
Hi, thanks very much for having me. I'm really well. How are you?
Good, good. Well, lots of things have been happening to you. Now, do you just use the name Harley Moon or Harley Moon Kemp?
I mean, Harley Moon Kemp's quite professional.
Yeah, it's not. Well, it's nice. It's a good
Harley
name.
Moon's fine. Or Car, as I am to friends, but by the time you get lazy and those kind of call outs, or I do get Moon Pig a lot.
All right, okay. we'll get it out of the way at the beginning.
Yeah.
You're a daughter to Martin Kemp, and and obviously your mother as well, being from Wham.
Yeah, very musical household.
Yes, indeed. And your brother's also a DJ and whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's good stuff. I saw you on the TV at the Sunday brunch a couple of months ago, and excellent performance.
Ah, thank you so much. That was a first TV performance. So I was glad I got a few lovely messages afterwards, which was a nice positive start.
Well, I expect there'll be lots more TV to come for you. How long have you been involved with country music, or the love of country music?
I've been writing songs since I can remember, and I have always listened to all different types of music to get inspired. But what I, maybe about 7 years ago, was when I started playing the guitar more and kind of writing my own songs rather than writing songs for other people. And I actually just didn't realise I was writing country music. Whenever I played anyone my songs and I sat on the guitar playing, and everyone said, oh, country music. And I thought, you're so right. And then the more country music I listened to, the more inspired and the more I fell in love with it. And the first publisher I took my songs to about 5 years ago instantly sent me to Nashville. And I was writing over there for a few months, and I just was gone. I felt like I'd joined the circus and I was never coming home. I just felt so in love with country music.
It's such a wonderful place to be writing as well, in Nashville itself.
Oh, it's so inspiring. I mean, every corner is just talent, and every bar is the next big song. And I absolutely fell in love with it.
You must miss it like we all do getting back to Nashville, because we just can't go there at the moment, which is a shame.
I know. But hey, you can do a lot on Zoom.
Yes, indeed. So you've got a new single coming out, which we'll play at the end of the interview. And so you've been writing songs for other people as well, not just for yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, so I think it's a funny one, because I always, like I said, I've been writing and went to some writing camps in Nashville, and it was always to write for other people. And it ended up writing a lot of like pop music and dance music, and then writing country music for other people. Like Una Healy has just recently released a song that we've written together, and I always felt like the songwriter. I always was behind the scenes, and I was very comfortable with that. And it wasn't really until this year that I was kind of going through my catalogue, and I still had so many songs that I'd written from a personal perspective that I just loved, and I knew that they were only true to me because they were my story and my heart and soul that went into them. And I thought that would be the perfect time to release them, really, and kind of took the bold, brave step of putting my own voice and my own songs on the line.
I saw some figures here. You had 1.2 billion plays with a song which you used for a commercial, and it's a TikTok.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that was a funny one. I got commissioned by a brand to write them a song for their TikTok channel. And so I was, and then it went out, and I didn't think much more of it. And I got to look at it maybe like a month or so later, and it had 1.2 billion plays. And I think it surprised everyone. I mean, that was a completely different style of music. That was a kind of almost kind of hip-hoppy type sound.
Sure,
but it's good fun having that flexibility in writing and music, to be able
to dip
into those different styles.
And you've also wrote the current song for the TV hit Sunday Best.
Yes. We wrote that over lockdown. So that was a really fun one as well. Again, a completely different style of music. I think it's been a strange time, lockdown, because I think if you're a creative person, you can be busier than ever if there's nothing else to do, because you can find ways to fill up those boring afternoons where you're not allowed out very, very quickly.
So have you been doing any performing at all online or anything at the moment?
Not recently. I mean, the TV performance was the last thing that I have done, but I do have plans for some in December. I don't want to overdo it with too many online streams, but
no.
I'll definitely line some up for December.
Now let's talk about the new single.
Yeah.
She Looks Like Me. What's the story behind that?
Yeah, so She Looks Like Me was written in Nashville. I ran into an ex in a coffee shop near my house, and as I noticed, he was with someone else, and this girl looked so much like me that you don't need to know anymore. You just know that that's your replacement. And that feeling like really sunk my bones, and I felt awful that whole day that I'd run into them. And I couldn't stop thinking about it as, yeah, as the way I felt, the idea that, like, am I being crazy for feeling like this? Should I let it go? Do other people feel like this? And so when I got to Nashville, within the first session I went into, he was like, well, you know, a guy called Blue Miller, he's on his guitar. I go, what do you want to write, girl? And I was like, okay. I was like, I've got to write this song. I ran into his guy and I told him the story. And we had literally written it in about 15 minutes, because as soon as his guitar playing was just so intimate and smooth, and he completely felt all my pain, and I just poured out of us so quickly this song. And I think when you have that joint vision so quickly and it happens straight away, it's usually a good song. So She Looks Like Me was created there.
Very personal. Very good. So are there plans to do an album?
Yes. I am writing a lot at the moment for an album for next year. So nothing to pencil the date, but definitely something to look forward to.
Good. Harley Moon, thank you so much for talking to us. I'll let you announce the single.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm Harley Moon Kemp, and this is She Looks Like Me. Thank you so much. This is Harley Moon Kemp, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
It changed the room when she walked in. Something about her drew me in. Long brown hair and hazel eyes. Perfume was the kind I liked. Tried to smile as she walked by. Can I keep my heart from breaking? Do I watch her even more? 'Cause all she's got me thinking about is how you loved me before. I didn't need to know her name. She didn't have to speak. I can't take my eyes. I